Welcome to season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help you navigate building a business as a faith-filled entrepreneur with business strategies and tips and encouragement in taking God-sized risks, operating in obedience to the Holy Spirit, and being bold as you step out in the confidence that we receive from Ephesians 3:20, knowing that God is working through you to do infinitely more than we might ask or think, giving God the glory every step of the way. Thank you for being here. We ask that you continue to download these episodes and share with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. And we can't wait to be on this journey with you. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business building life together. Hi, friends. Welcome back to episode 8, season 4 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. So I'm currently doing a two-part episode on strategies that Satan uses to hinder growth in your business, and then even better, how we move forward in faith in our business. So if you didn't catch the first episode, which was last week, episode 7, on the 5 strategies that Satan uses to hinder our business, then jump back and check that out because we're going to add to that in this episode. But before we dive in, I'm going to once again ask that you would download this podcast and share it with others who need encouragement in their business and faith. It helps us out at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. And more importantly, we need faith leading business, right? So, okay, thank you for that. Thank you for those of you who do. We appreciate it. We're growing and we so appreciate that. So last episode, we looked at 5 strategies that Satan uses to hinder our business. So just to recap, the first one is lies. The second one is confusion. The third one is distraction. The fourth one is fear. And the fifth one is sin. So what I want to do in this episode is talk biblically about how we combat these strategies and move forward into what God is doing through us and in our business. Okay, so the first thing that we need to do, there's 4. The first thing that we need to do is we have got to understand deep in our soul that the victory is the Lord's and not ours. He's just gracious enough to let us experience the victory with him, right? This takes so much pressure off of us because God is not counting on us to make this work, right? He's already got it. He's just using us. He's already got the victory, and it is in his way and it is in his timing. Okay, I'm going to revisit a few of the verses that we looked at last week and share a few more that hopefully equip you to move confidently into what God has for you. Isaiah 41:9-10 says, "For I have chosen you and I will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Y'all, God is victorious. He has called you into your business for his purpose, and he will hold you up with his victorious right hand. Period. We can move confidently forward because of this fact alone. The current culture of follow your heart and you can do anything that you set your mind to, it's just really crap and it is counter-biblical. We are flawed, limited people, but we have been made perfect and righteous by God. He does not expect us to know everything or make every decision or be more skillful than we are. He knows exactly who we are, mind, body, and soul, right? He knows what we know. He knows what we need to know, and he'll provide opportunities for that. He's got our path laid out. Now, one thing that I think is important to clarify here is just because we are being held up by God's victorious right hand, this doesn't mean that everything will be easy or that everything we do will be a win. Y'all, it's just not going to happen, right? Back to Isaiah 41:9-10, he says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God." Well, that obviously means that circumstances could cause us to be afraid, could cause us to be discouraged. He says, I will strengthen you and help you. Well, y'all, we don't need strength and we don't need help unless we're going through something where we need strength, right? And where we need help. So we have to be careful that we're not just expecting everything to be all roses and sunshine, because it's just not going to happen. So number two is that we must keep going through failure, discouragement, and resistance. Whew. Everything you try in your business will not succeed. That is part of the learning process. There's a term called the productive struggle, and this happens when we don't know how to do something, or we make a mistake, but then we figure it out, or we fix it. This is actually when the deepest learning can take place. So when we launch a course and we don't get the response that we want, and we go back to the drawing board and figure out where it didn't land with our audience and then change it, we've learned some really valuable lessons about our audience or our product or our marketing. Y'all, we need these times. And the longer we're in business and the more we figure out the business stuff, the more it's going to work out the first time. But we cannot give up or get discouraged in the meantime. We also know that the testing of our faith produces perseverance. Everyone's favorite verse, right? Look, if we are leading our business in faith, that means that we've got to have a really strong faith, which means God's going to have to let us be tested in order to grow it. This may look like being in a time of waiting. This may look like unexpected expenses or circumstances. This may look like an illness or a family situation. In these times, God is working. Our faith is growing. These times are needed, and they often happen right before a breakthrough. Okay, so lastly, under this topic is the resistance that we may face. Sometimes I think that we can interpret resistance to mean that we should stop. But if we look in the Bible, Nehemiah had resistance. Esther had resistance. Daniel had resistance. Joshua had resistance. Moses had resistance. Jesus had resistance. So resistance should only fuel us, right? Resistance means that we are on a path to greatness, that God is working. And so we cannot let the enemy use resistance to stop us or derail us. Okay, so number three, we've got to equip ourselves with truth. This is when it becomes crucial to put on the armor of God and go into battle. We have to arm ourselves with God's truth, y'all. One of my favorite parts of the Content and Kingdom Builders membership that's opening up for a few days to new members on June 16th, there's my shameless plug there, is the daily Bible study that we have. We do a deep dive into one person in the Bible per month and their faith journey as God uses them to do big things for the kingdom and also with great reward in their own lives. Seeing the pattern of how God calls people, what their obedience looks like, the struggles that surround them, how they face those, it really gives us a roadmap to how we can deal with so much of our own lives and in our own business. Okay, and number four, the last one, take the next step. The next step, especially when it is in faith, is usually hard. Learning something new, putting yourself out there, being bold in the ask. This is what makes us entrepreneurs, y'all. One of my hopes for you is that you become comfortable in the uncomfortable, bold in the next move, right? And part of how we do this is that we are not tied to the outcome. We are not fearful of failure, that we recognize that if it doesn't work, it's still a step in the right direction. If we're operating in faith, we will be operating outside of our comfort zone, because if we're operating within our comfort zone, we're not operating in faith, right? So let me say that again. If we are operating in faith, we will be operating outside of our comfort zone. Otherwise, we wouldn't be relying on God. If we only stayed in our own little space, Satan's not worried about us, right? Y'all, God wants bigger things than you can imagine. I say it often, but Ephesians 3:20 is our theme verse. I'm going to read it to you again. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we may ask or think. This may not be the exact outcome we want, right? So we may want 1 million followers, for example, and that may not be the outcome that we get, but it will be better. So let's recap. After acknowledging the strategies that Satan uses to derail us, how do we intentionally step into what God has planned for our business? Well, first, we understand that the victory is the Lord's and not ours. Second, we keep going through failure, discouragement, and resistance. Third, we equip ourselves with truth. And fourth, we take the next step, even when it's uncomfortable. So where are you? Where are you getting hung up? I'd love to pray over you. Message me over social media or reply to our emails, and I would be honored to pray for you and pray your business through this time. And if you have people in your life who are stuck, y'all, I'm going to ask you again, please send this episode to them. We've got to be there for each other. Okay, so as we have announced, we have exciting news. Our membership, the Content and Kingdom Builders membership, is opening up next Thursday, June 16th, to our new members. We've currently had an amazing group of beta members who have patiently and skillfully helped shape the content and format to meet the needs of faith-filled entrepreneurs. So we are just so pumped to open it up to you. We'll be talking more about it in the coming days, but this membership will include a daily Bible study, a monthly prayer time, a mastermind, business strategy session, and community time. So jump on our email list to be in the know by clicking the link in the show notes or head to www.thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to get info there. And I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, Faith Filled Entrepreneur. Follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. You can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all things that are going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and download, and we will be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.